We got Chris on the horn here from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Thanks for your time, Chris.
Yeah, anytime.
Want to talk to you because I've been hearing about some vehicles that started going through the ice. Is there a lot of safety issues right now to worry about, or are we just talking about a few bad spots?
Well, it's mostly just the spots that are always bad. Over the weekend, we had two vehicles that went through the ice on the north side of Butler's Island, and that stretch of ice there is always bad, even during a really cold winter. For the first 200-300 yards going kind of north-northeast from the island there, it's a shallow reef, and that ice is just always bad. So that one got a couple of people. I don't know if they were locals or out-of-town folks, but, yeah, you just always want to avoid that section there. And then yesterday we had a quad went through the ice down south of Escanaba near Portage Point.
Ooh.
And, again, that's newer ice, thinner ice. There's really bad pressure cracks running along the brake line down there. I don't really know exactly what the story is, but at least in all the cases here, everybody got out safe.
No, that was my next question. Was everybody was okay?
Yep, no problems there at least.
And the one down by Portage Point, that one can be a little more volatile. That's where that gentleman died a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, usually you get a bad pressure crack that forms right along the edge of the brake line there, and with them coming in, breaking ice for shipping ore and everything, the ice has a little bit of movement that it can move back and forth, and a crack could open up really quick, and it doesn't take much.
And I guess what I mean by that is it's a lot more volatile down there, a lot more dangerous than up by Butler's Island, because even though it sounds treacherous that vehicles went through by Butler's Island, it's pretty shallow there, right?
Yeah, I mean, they break through and you might go up, up to your axle. You know, at least you're not worrying about plummeting into 30 feet of water,
right,
or something.
Right, right.
It's not good in any situation, but it could be a lot worse, that's for sure.
Well, I'm assuming, and I'm reading online, actually, that the access points, as usual, when it gets warm, are getting very sloppy. Are you still able to get out there with vehicles at all, though?
At this point, I'd say we're probably done for the season as far as taking trucks out on the ice, just because those shorelines are getting pretty sloppy. It sounds like the guys are not having too much issue, though, getting out with the four-wheelers and side-by-sides. Once you get away from the shorelines, the main ice is in pretty good shape. It sounds like we got a good at least 16 inches of ice yet.
Yeah, that's a lot.
On the upper base. So, yeah, if we make it through the next day or two with the accesses holding up, it's going to start cooling off this weekend, and hopefully then we'll be able to make it through the rest of the season here.
We got to find out about all the fishing reports. Find out what's working for the walleye, which seem to have picked up even in the upper bay. And we'll find out also about the perch and the pike fishing, what's working for all those and hot colors and more. So stay tuned for part two with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.